Shalom, and thank you for listening to Progressively Jewish, the podcast where you can explore and connect to Judaism through a progressive Jewish lens. In this episode, continuing our theme of building the future, we are delighted to welcome Rabbi James Bodden, rabbi at Shaarei Tzedek North London Reform Synagogue.
To say something about building for the future for a podcast. Until this past week, I didn't even know what a podcast is, but now I know, and I'm glad to give it a go. I am a rabbi living and working in North London. I guess that's how I came to be asked. I'm a graduate of Laolbeck College. I grew up in the United States and Canada, and I've lived here in London exactly 40 years now. In fact, I live in an extremely traditional Orthodox Jewish area, Stamford Hill. And this is something I'm very aware of. For reasons connected with long-standing underlying health issues, I've been right here at home in Stamford Hill almost every moment of the day and night since March. I have seen my neighbors out davening in the street during lockdown, male neighbors, that is. I have heard the blowing of the shofar throughout Elul. I've watched and heard people building their sukkahs, their sukkot. I've also received kind gifts and chatted with people outside. We all refer to the future, yes, expressing increasingly vague hopes that things will get better. In the meantime, people get on with building and now dismantling their sukkahs, and so on. That is one way that Jews build for the future. We just get on with our existing routine obligations, what we are called to focus on right now. And traditional Judaism offers us a packed, ongoing timetable of occasions, practices, and rituals to focus on. In the progressive Jewish world, we have a highly developed critical awareness of these things, and we're wise to eschew pious sentimentalism, but I think we must also acknowledge that this timetable of everyday traditional Judaism is a practical way to move ahead in time by concentrating on the present, a way to build for the future. In the progressive Jewish milieu, I often hear our coronavirus epoch characterized as a tragedy and a catastrophe. I heard that, for instance, at Tisha B'Av a few months ago, a solemn day of mourning in the Jewish calendar, addressing the calamities and losses of our past. And just yesterday, I heard voices speaking of the nightmare and disaster we're living through, and our yearning to be together in person, in one another's presence next year. I have experienced some loss and hardship myself, and I have felt some alienation and yearning, but I have chosen not to see things in this way. My mother died in July, not of coronavirus, but I wasn't able to be with her at the end. I wasn't able to go to the faraway place where she lived and died to mourn with other members of my family. I was stuck here. My sister-in-law, a relatively young woman, also died during lockdown, in the same faraway city. I myself live alone, and I've had to contend with a couple of serious health issues which have caused me concern. I could give you many reasons why I don't interpret my present situation as a catastrophe or a tragedy, but for the moment I just want to say that what I feel strongly is we are living through a set of conditions, circumstances, which are utterly unfamiliar, new, exceptional. The book of Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, which we've been reading during Sukkot, says, "There is nothing new under the sun." And a pandemic is nothing new. But for me, and probably for you, what we're going through is very different, very unknown. Human beings have nonetheless regularly had these encounters with the unknown. Sometimes they're beautiful discoveries and revelations, but sometimes they're encounters which are puzzling, disconcerting, even frightening. When Jacob awakes after his dream, in which he sees a ladder with angels on it going up and coming down, he says, "Lo yadaiti, I did not know." I did not know, he says, and he adds that God is in this place. There is so much we know, and so much we do not know. We are, at the moment, confronted by the unknown on all sides, especially ahead in the future. It makes planning difficult, that is, making informed judgments about what to do tomorrow, next week, next year. But it should not halt us in our tracks. We can pay attention to our timetables, our seasons, our duties, our priorities, and continue to take decisions. We can build our sukkahs, and then we can take them down again. And not everything is hidden in the mists of the unknown. We have plenty of knowledge and information available to us, and we have to work together very carefully and very observantly in our human family to arrive at reasoned conclusions about what to do tomorrow, next week, next year. And we have each other. We have always got on with the tasks of building, making, creating. Perhaps at the moment, we are more focused on the demands of the present, disconcerted, maybe frightened by the unknown face of the future. But in fact, we are always dealing with the unknown, and we are always building for the future.
Thank you, Rabbi James Bodden, and thanks to Liberal Judaism, Reform Judaism, and Leobeck College for supporting Progressively Jewish. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to Progressively Jewish so that you can receive all our episodes and we do a little better on all those algorithms we keep hearing about. As the old adage from customer service goes, if you're not happy, tell us. If you are happy, tell others. You can contact us by writing to progressivelyjewish@gmail.com. Please recommend us to your friends and fellow congregants, those who are Jewish, and people of all faiths and none. Also, do please leave a comment and review with your podcast provider. In our next episode, we're pleased to continue with our theme of building the future.